Today, only traces of the old glasshouses can still be seen. Three glasshouses can be made out, which were probably constructed in the second half of the 19th century. The first measures around 30 metres by 3 and is supported by the exterior park wall. It is constructed from a small brick wall with a glass structure on top whose iron framework forms an arc reaching all the way to the wall. The central corridor is tiled. Vines of venerable age produce a grape of Austrian origin, the Frankenthal Noir, which is generally cultivated under glass as a grape for eating. The second glasshouse has decorative motifs on the ironmongery used in conjunction with its wooden structure. It was used entirely for flowers. Hundreds of geraniums flourished in the warmth here before gracing the garden's parterres when the warmer weather came. The third glasshouse probably housed peach trees. No sign of our man here, unfortunately. Mind you, we should probably be thankful that there's no sign of any pollution on the estate so far. Let's go over to the gardener's house to take a look.